Jamie, I don't know about any of the guys you played with, but I always found it bizarre. I was never out the night before the game type of guy, but I played with some guys that would work so hard in training camp and just like just work their tail off and in the gym and the bag skates. And it would be like, okay, on the bird into a different city, first night of the regular season, and it's just, we got to make a night of it. It's like, we are officially, and I was like, why, how does this need to be, of the all the nights in the season need to be a big night? I could never figure it out. And you would never suspect it the next day. There was never an effort issue. But some guys just had to get out there and kind of have a time. I think it was like their time to shine. It was like season's go time.
Yeah, I think that was their routine too. Go for a nice dinner, you know, some wines consumed, kind of, if that turns into a nightcap or whatever. Like, everyone, that's the one thing, and I never judged anybody else for their preparation. Like, I just never could. Like, I was not like that. Certainly, if I was not starting, my routine was a lot different than when I was starting, but I just wasn't one. I'll fully admit there were times where I was out the night before a game on the road and maybe midseason, all that. That gets back to it. But opening.
I think you got to embrace the city.
No way.
Opening
no
night
way.
Seems like, yeah, you can hold off.
I learned later in my career, you got to embrace a city. Like if you're in Boston or New York City or LA, I don't care if there's a game the next day. You deserve a nice dinner, maybe like a piano bar after or something. Like, I don't know. You're in LA. You're in New York. You got to do it.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's bring in the cap into the Maple Leafs. They're on the verge of a new season tomorrow night. The Habs are in town. Here is John Tavares. How you doing, John?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Do you abide by the same logic as O and Noodles when you're on the road?
I think my approach is a little different than O's.
Well, I wasn't at the piano bar too long, John. It was just, you just kind of take a peek and you sniff around a little bit.
Whatever's got to get you ready, as long as you're out, you show up or puck drop, that's what matters. So.
Exactly.
That's exactly that's the message. And these guys were always talking about when he got to the NHL, like his I made it moment was no bucket in warm-up. And I don't know if that happens anymore in the NHL. You've been around now for a while. Have you ever gone no helmet in warm-up? And how would everyone respond if that happened tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm sure guys would be shocked because I haven't done it my time here in Toronto. But I did it for a couple of years there in New York. And, yeah, it was like a rite of passage kind of thing. Felt like a veteran. You've been in the league maybe a couple of years.
How much did you love it?
I liked it until it was. I kind of got annoyed until I had to kind of get the hair dolled up, and then the whole routine just got to be too much for me. So I didn't mind it though. It was nice to do it. I got some. I think there's some good shots of me strolling around out there. So I'll hang my hat on that one day.
So where is your mindset as far as, you know, how a shortened training camp, no exhibition games? I know you had an inter-squad game that you guys treated like one the other night, but ultimately, you know, how tough is that to prepare for, you know, tomorrow night? It's for basically all the marbles, and you go at it where you really haven't had an opportunity with some new teammates to develop some chemistry and all of that type of stuff in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's not ideal, obviously, but at the same time, I think everybody's in the same boat. So you just kind of got to roll with it and deal with the circumstances as they come and do everything you can to make some of those transitions, hopefully as seamless as you can, and whatever challenges come of it, you're able to find the solutions quicker than your opponents and find the level of play that we all need to as a team and individually. So. Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. There's no doubt it's been short and quick, and not playing any games and being off for a while. There obviously is going to be some variables, and then there's the whole, you know, protocols that we have to follow now with the pandemic and empty buildings and everything. So there's a lot that's going into it. It's going to be very different. So just trying to be as prepared for the unexpected and dealing with many challenges this year could face.
With John Tavares, you mentioned a moment ago that, you know, as long as you're prepared for puck drop, that's all you can ask out of your teammates. And that comes down to preparation, when you get to the rink, when you go to the gym, how you prepare, how you warm up. But with COVID and the protocols, we're dealing with a very different existence right now. As the captain of the team, what kind of messaging are you sending to your teammates about being diligent, being careful, and how different, you know, the world is right now and trying to get through 56 games during a pandemic? All right, I think we lost him there. We'll get him back. It's all good.
Yeah. No, that
we'll get him back. I don't think the COVID question was necessarily going to throw him off, but I think his phone was dropping there. So we'll get John Tavares back on the line here. But
I like this comment about, you know, like the no bucket early on, and then it was like, I agree. I would see guys like in the mirror combing their hair. Like, it's actually a distraction, probably a pain in the ass to do. So you're saying, you know, what the hell with it? I'll just wear the helmet and warm up. Like, I think he's a no-nonsense guy, so I can see
I had to wet
right
my
away.
Hair because I didn't want to come in from warm-up and it not be wet, and I'd be like, I'm not even sweating right now. I'm not even ready for this game. So no matter what, if you wet the bucket, you're already sweating. You're already dialed in.
Kills two birds with one stone. That's basically true. What you're saying. All right, I think we have John Tavares back. I don't know if you heard that question, John. But
I only heard maybe the first part about that, about your teammates getting prepared. So
yeah, well, what I was getting to was with COVID and how different the protocols are this year. Like, what kind of messaging you have for your teammates as the captain of the team about being diligent, being careful, and how different this season is going to be?
Yeah, I think the organization itself has done a tremendous job in discussing those variables and how important it is to be mindful of that and, you know, looking at how some of the other sports have dealt playing a season outside of a bubble in a pandemic. So the messaging there has been great. And obviously we've all heard the news throughout today in Ontario and already the measures that have been continuing to be instituting since, the lockdown and the restrictions that have been in place really since kind of developing over since Thanksgiving. So I think everyone's very aware and cognizant of that, and no one wants to impact our season in a negative way, and that's obviously a big part of it this year. So we're obviously going to do everything we can. We know how fortunate we are to be playing and playing in Canada and everything that a lot of people are going through and how difficult many situations are for many people. So understanding that, helping our communities and our cities, and knowing what we're all dealing with away from the rink.
John, Tampa got bounced by Columbus 4 straight, and they all claimed that they were embarrassed by it and they wanted to help it fuel them going forward. From everything I hear, you guys were pissed off last year, and it was a pissed-off theme in the locker room. How do you kind of use that for you guys as fuel this year to have success? Is there something said? Is it just a video? Just how do you use it to kind of fuel you guys?
Well, I think since I've been here, you know, our goal is to win the Stanley Cup, and we know we have a very talented group of players, and how committed the organization is to giving us every opportunity, every resource to do that. And, you know, once you accomplish that goal, there's obviously a sense of disappointment, but I think the way things played out and, you know, how much we put in coming back to playing in the summer and the thought of our opportunity, it just, I think, left a real sour taste in a lot of our mouths. And I think you can just still sense that amongst the group and our core group of just not coming out on the right side of that series and obviously giving ourselves the next opportunity, the next challenge. No doubt is a way just to, as a source of fuel to continue to have that that push to get to where we want to get to. So every experience, every year you go through the ups and downs, you know, they only I think build that that desire more and more, especially when they don't go your way or it's not the result that you're looking for. So we know we got a very talented group. We've added some tremendous players and people to our team. So we're really excited about our group, and we know that it's going to be a real tough year. We got a very tough division, so it starts tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it.
We're chatting with John Tavares. The Leafs at home tomorrow night, starting their season, taking on Montreal. And we had Sheldon on last week, and I think it was news anyway, but he told us, like, he put you guys through a 20-minute bag skate right when you stepped on the ice for the first time last week, and he had a different message for the team, and he said he was very blunt with the players, and specifically the core players throughout the offseason, about what has to happen for you guys to achieve that goal. What has been the general response from the team when it comes to the way Sheldon Keefe is approaching this new season?
I think guys are definitely embracing it. I think guys are just hungry and excited about a new season, a new opportunity, and learning from last year's experience, growing from that, and having this challenge. And you know, when we add veterans like we've had this offseason, obviously in particular Jumbo, someone who is so inundated in an organization in the city, to leave and to come join us because he really believes in our group and our team and the type of talent that we have in the middle of a pandemic, I think speaks volumes to the potential that we have, and it's really up to us to find ways and the solutions needed to get to where we want to get to. So, you know, that's just one example of just what our potential could be, and Sheldon and the coaching staff and management have really been great in communicating the standards and the level of play we need, at the daily habits, the consistency that we need, not just at certain times of the year, but really through our off season into training camp and each and every single day of the season, and obviously working to earn a playoff spot and a good spot to then have those habits and that consistent play be just our foundation of who we are and what we're about, and have that help us have success in the postseason.
John, a lot of focus and narrative around being tougher to play against. You know, do you define that? Have you guys talked about it? Is it just one thing, or is it a combination of several things just based on roster and the guys executing what you are trying to achieve?
Yeah, I think you hit it all on the head there, Noodles. I think us having the consistency, obviously we've added some people that really bring that. That's really part of who they are and their game and what they're about, which will, I think, set a great example for many of us, and a lot of us just growing and maturing and being more physical, understanding the importance of winning puck battles and the emphasis in certain situations, and just fighting for every inch of the ice and never leaving any play to doubt and giving it everything we have every single day. And just stretching our comfort level, getting outside our comfort zone and really challenging ourselves. And I think you talked about the bag skate we had and some of those things that we're doing just to really challenge ourselves to get outside our comfort zone and to grow and mature in those areas. And that's obviously an area that's been emphasized, you know, publicly, and things that we've talked internally, how we can be better and be a harder team to play against, and be harder on our opponent.
Well, it starts tomorrow night. We're looking forward to having you guys in town. Obviously, we won't be able to be in the building, and you're used to that playing in Toronto during the bubble back in August. But it's going to be a fun year, all-Canadian division. We look forward to seeing how it all plays out. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Good luck starting tomorrow night, and thank you as always, John.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. There's John Tavares. Captain of the Maple Leafs. And I think we may have heard his...
or something.
What's that?
I think he was snowmobiling or something.
I think he's might have been. Yeah, it sounded like his boy was in the background. He's doing something
with kid.
His...
That's tough. And as we all know, when you're doing something and you've got a kid right there, it's a battle.
Yeah, and it can be a bit of a grind. And his kid's even younger, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.